97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. There's an in-person Veterans Town Hall and VA Mini Fair coming up in April in Marathon County. The Toma VA Medical Center will host the Veterans Town Hall on Thursday, April 9th at the Elks Lodge in Marshfield from 1 to 2 p.m. Following the town hall, the VA Mini Fair will take place from 2 to 5 p.m. at the same location, 113 East 2nd Street in Marshfield. The mini fair will feature booths from various VA programs. Veterans can talk with staff, apply for VA health care, and learn about benefits. This is open to all veterans. Family members, caregivers, and the local community are also invited to attend. Again, that's Thursday, April 9th at the Elks Lodge in Marshfield. Marathon County has a new public health coordinator for homelessness response. Megan Barnett took the position 1 week ago today. Barnett will lead the county's effort to improve the community's homelessness response system as a member of the Marathon County Health Department's Community Health Improvement Team. Barnett brings 10 years of experience in public health to the position. She'll focus on strengthening partnerships, improving information sharing and service navigation, and supporting development of a long-term strategic plan to address homelessness. The Job Center office on West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids is closing. However, help will still be available on Mondays and Tuesdays at McMillan Library. Specialists from the Division of Employment and Training will be in the McMillan Library Study Room No. 4 from 9:30 to 3 today and tomorrow. They'll be able to help with resume building and general career counseling, as well as job seeking and filing unemployment claims. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
With Civic Media News, I'm Stace Keene. It's back-to-back for the Badger women. Wisconsin is back on top in women's college hockey. They beat top-seeded Ohio State 3-2 yesterday to win another national title. It's Wisconsin's ninth championship, the most in NCAA history. A man is facing multiple firearm, drug, and other related charges after being arrested on property owned by Girl Scouts in West Bend. A spokesperson with the Washington County Sheriff's Office says that Paul David ran a drug operation in a home on Camp Silver Lake with his wife and two kids. Girl Scout CEO Anna Simpson says an employee is now on leave for their alleged involvement and they're denying any knowledge of prior connections. David is out after posting a $75,000 bail and his next appearance in court is due in May. The idea of government-run grocery stores is getting talked about by a candidate who's running for governor. A new proposal would let Wisconsin open government-run grocery stores. That idea comes from members of the Legislative Socialist Caucus, including Francesca Hong, who says too many communities don't have access to affordable food. Their plan would be to spend about $100 million to launch and support a public option, which would focus on neighborhoods that need them the most. Some grocery stores that have closed recently say theft is one of the reasons that they have to cease operations. The bill doesn't have a path forward this session since lawmakers have already adjourned. And a resolution is aiming to remove funding towards the Flock automatic license plate reader for the Dane County Sheriff's Office. It cites concerns raised by people who live in the area, state policymakers, and privacy experts about data sharing and use beyond the system's original purpose. The resolution was introduced at a Dane County Board of Supervisors meeting on Thursday of last week. If adopted, it would remove the funding and prohibit further money from being used on that system. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers women win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's college hockey. The Wisconsin Badgers win the national title by beating Ohio State in the finals of the Frozen Four, 3-2. The Badgers' Claire Enright with the winning goal in the third period. The game played on the Penn State campus.
And here comes Enright to the net. Walks in. Oh, it's good!
No words, like I'm still in disbelief, but yeah, no shot is a bad shot, and I'm just so proud of everyone. We came together as a team and we just believed in each other.
The Badgers winning the national championship for a second year in a row. NBA, Bucks on the road tonight. On the West Coast, they face the Los Angeles Clippers. The Bucks coming off a win Saturday night in Phoenix. They beat the Suns 108-105. Baseball, Brewers got clobbered by the Cubs 12-0 to finish out their Cactus League schedule. They'll open a two-game exhibition series tonight in Milwaukee against the Reds before the season opener this Thursday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop down into the mid 30s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.